Hey, what is up, you guys? This is Thero the Antagonist, and I am doing another episode of the Thero Speaks podcast. Now, I've been gone for quite a while. I don't think I've done anything about this whole Corona bullshit. Anything that's happened in 2020, to be honest, and it is crazy bullshit. But it's because I've been going through quite a bit of shit right now. I've been dealing with a lot. As some of y'all know, I have been going through a divorce, separation, whatever. Not divorce technically, but a separation. Trying to get my life in order. Trying to get into mixed martial arts, write my stories. All of that is still relevant, but it's just been a lot on my plate. And there's been stuff that I could do episodes on. I just haven't had the motivation to do it, right? Now, I figure there's enough stuff going on in my life to where I can make episodes pretty frequently. There's plenty of content for me to create. Like I said, I just haven't had the motivation to do it. So I want to actually get into doing it again. You guys already know the quality of the sound is terrible. I'm using a phone that is not the best. I'm literally looking at the speaker right now, and it's got like dust in it because I work in construction. I have my phone on me. When I pull my phone out, dust just accumulates. I'm doing this for so long, literally since I've had the phone over a year, and I don't clean this thing. The microphone is just covered in dust. So that definitely doesn't help the quality of the phone. And it's so bad that I have to use the phone on speakerphone just to talk. So if somebody calls me, I have to put it on speakerphone or else the other person can't hear me. So, as always, bear with me with the sound quality. But I think a good coming back episode to discuss is the Mike Perry situation. Now, a lot of you guys don't know who Mike Perry is because even he's not the most well-known MMA fighter out there. He's up and coming. He's definitely made his way to get getting the public eye, but he's not a contender. He's not a top 10 guy. So even pretty big fans aren't going to know who he is. So let me elaborate. This guy is, if you know who Nate Diaz is, Jorge Masvidal, I'll put him up with those kind of guys. Personality-wise, I'd say he's a little more crazy, a little more out there than both of them, but he's got that same I don't give a fuck kind of attitude that if you cross him in the street, he'll do something, he'll swing on you. That's the kind of vibe he gives me, you know. He's got face tattoos, he's ghetto, you know, he's a hood white dude. I don't even know where he's from, to be honest, but that's kind of the guy we're referring to. Now, he recently had a fight, and he had issues with his coaches in the past. I believe he states that his coaches don't really do anything, that he's the one winning fights, that the advice that his coaches and his corner give him doesn't really help in any way. So he got rid of his corner, and he has a girlfriend that I think she did a little bit of wrestling in high school and a little bit of boxing. But that's his corner. That was his corner for the fight. His girlfriend. That was it. The only corner he had was his girlfriend. Now, I don't remember. Maybe he had somebody else there, but I don't believe so, because whenever he went to his corner, I remember seeing footage of her putting ice on his neck and him basically telling her where to put the ice and what to do. So he basically cornered himself and just had his girlfriend do it, like go through the motions. And I'm only saying this because it was recent, and it kind of shows the kind of guy this is. This is the first time this has ever happened, for my knowledge. No one's ever just got a random person as their corner. And obviously she's his girlfriend, and I mean random person as is somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. Somebody that has no experience, that literally brings no value to him in the corner. So that's why I'm kind of getting this information out there. So you kind of get the kind of guy he is. Like, he don't give a fuck. He had an issue with his corner, with coaches, and he said, fuck all that shit. I'm just going to go out there by myself. And the craziest thing is he actually won that fight. He won the fight.
In a quarter of a mile, turn left.
I don't know if you can hear that, guys, but it's my GPS. But as I was saying, he won the fight. So it would have been completely different if he lost that fight. If he lost the fight and then everyone would just made fun of him. But he won. So people were like, holy shit, he actually won. So we can't really say anything bad about this decision because, I mean, he won. Shit. What else can you say? So after this, a little bit after this, there's footage of him at a restaurant, I believe it was, and he basically gets into a fight at a restaurant. Now let me explain what happened. From the footage, it doesn't really show everything very clearly. Basically, he's just yelling at people. People are going to call the cops on him, and he makes the decision to say, hey, are you going to call the cops? Because if you are, I'm going to stay here. If you're not going to call the cops, I'll leave. Because they were trying to tell him to leave. Like, hey, you need to leave. You need to leave. And he's like, if you're going to call the cops, I'm going to stay. Because if I leave and the cops come, it's going to look like I'm running away. So he's just sitting there arguing with them and stuff. And it's been a couple days since I've seen it. This happened maybe a week ago. It hasn't been too long. But maybe a week ago. And then I watched the videos right after it happened. So my memory's a little blurry. But there's a woman with him that is not his girlfriend. He confirmed that it's not his girlfriend. And she's trying to stop him. There's all these people getting, like, trying to get him out. He's like, hey, you need to leave. You need to leave. This, this, and that. And he's like, no, this, this, and that. And they're like, oh, you're doing this. You assaulted somebody. He's like, you touched me. And I don't know who he's talking to. But he's like, you touched me. You touched me. He's like, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm defending myself. You touched me. Blah, blah, blah. So then this older, heavy set gentleman walks up to him. And I don't remember. I think he might have threatened him. And this is an unhinged MMA fighter. And I'm saying unhinged in the moment. I don't know his mental state. Clearly his mental state isn't the best, right? We can all agree to that. But in this moment, it's definitely not okay. His mental state is definitely not okay. I believe he gets up in his face and says he's gonna whoop his ass or some shit. Some old dude. And I think he knocks the old guy out. I'm not sure if the footage shows how he did it. Doesn't matter how. I think the camera, you know how those cameramen are when it comes to these kind of situations. Right when something important happens, they always pan the camera away. But he ends up assaulting the guy, knocks him unconscious. And then I think there's footage later of him sitting in the corner telling people to get away. He's like, he touched me. And then he's yelling all these things, right? And everyone's saying, oh, you know, I believe he gets punished by the UFC. UFC states that he has to, that he won't get any more fights until he gets help, this, this, and that. And the UFC actually made a public statement about all this. They made a statement stating all this stuff. And that's kind of weird because from my recollection, I never recall the UFC making any kind of statement in regards to John Jones and all his situations. Maybe they did, I just haven't been paying attention. Maybe it's a little bit before I started paying attention. But yeah, John Jones, like, I don't remember the UFC coming out and saying, John Jones, you gotta do this, this, and that. I don't remember them doing that to anybody. When BJ Penn, I'm pretty sure they make a statement about it referring to the person, like the incident, but never outright saying, hey, you gotta do this, or we're gonna punish you because of this, this, and that. Not saying that they're wrong in it. I understand completely. I really do. So why they would punish him, because hey, that's a bad mark on the UFC. He's a UFC fighter. You know, I get it. Now, the UFC wants to be seen as a professional, like very professional, prestigious sport. So you don't want your athletes going out doing stupid shit, and then now people are like, oh, look at, he's a UFC fighter. Of course he did that. That's what a mixed martial artist, that's what a fighter, they're fucking barbarians, they're fucking savages, they're wild, you know? That's not the look that you're gonna want for your organization. So I get it, I understand. I just feel like maybe he should have done it with other situations as well, but whatever, that doesn't matter. But Dana White came out straight up and made that statement. Now, everyone's basically bashing him for what he did. And I want to basically come out on the other side of this. I want to come out not in defense of Mike Perry. Not in defense of Mike Perry. Because clearly, maybe he shouldn't have put it, or not maybe, he shouldn't have put his hand on that old dude. He shouldn't have. Clearly, he should not have. But I understand where he's coming from. I watched the video a few times, and I should have watched it before recording this. But there's things that he said that I can relate to. I can relate to him being angry about some guy touching him and like putting, or maybe like putting his hands on him. You know, even if it was just like to put a, like his hand on his shoulder aggressively, or kind of maybe push him up, like get him, try to get him out the door, whatever, whatever. I can imagine what happened. Nobody knows except the people that were there and Mike Perry, and everyone's gonna have a different story. But when you're angry, whatever happened, whatever the commotion was, when you're angry, even if somebody puts their hand on your shoulder, just kind of, not playfully, but what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like, not even friendly, not in an aggressive manner, like puts their hand on your shoulder, like, hey man, you gotta leave. Not necessarily shoving you, not aggressive, not firm, you know, just in a light way to put their hand on your shoulder to kind of signify, hey, you should head out of here. That's gonna piss you off. You're not gonna want anybody to touch you, like, get your hands off me type of situation. And I can relate to that. I don't know what issues Mike Perry has, but it's very clear that he has something. Something's up in that man's mind. And I don't say it in a negative way, because I can relate to him. I have anger issues. I have depression. I've never been clinically fucking diagnosed with these issues, right? So this is just me stating that based off of my personal experiences. I believe I have anger issues. I believe I have depression, anxiety, and all these things. Because I have all the symptoms. I've been through those moments where you just get angry, I can't control myself, I get depressed and I can't control my emotions, all that kind of bullshit. So I've been in situations like that, like Mike Perry's been in, where stuff gets really heated and you're trying to control yourself, but people aren't reacting the way you need them to react. Mike Perry even said, hey, call the police, I'll wait here. That's not, to me, those are not the words of a guilty man. Or at least not a man that really feels like he did anything wrong. Like, genuinely wrong. So, just with that alone, I give Mike Perry some benefit of the doubt. Because if he really felt like he did something wrong, he's like, man, fine, I'll leave. He bounces, he gets the fuck out of there, he runs away, whatever. But he had to at least somehow have believed that he can talk, not talk his way out of it, but explain his side of the story enough to where it's believable. And that the police will actually maybe give him some sort of understand his side, you know? And even on top of that, the old man, not saying it's okay the way Mike Perry handled it, but you see a guy getting angry, flipping out, supposedly he's like assaulting people or whatever happened. Up to that point, there's no video, so you can only say what was on the video that we saw. Why would he have gone up and escalated the situation? You see a guy angry already, don't go up to him and try to fight him. Like, don't go and make the situation worse. Doesn't matter if he knew he was a UFC fighter or not, it doesn't matter. He went up to him, an already angry person, and escalated it. I know that I've been in situations where I'm really angry, I'm this and that, and I'm trying my fucking hardest to control myself. I really am. And then other people come up and escalate the situation, and it doesn't help. Like, you need some, like, in those situations, you kind of need somebody to be on your side. Whether you're right or wrong doesn't matter in that moment. It's the de-escalation that matters. Afterwards, and then I'm saying this from my side, I don't know about fucking Mike Perry, but after you're angry and you're fucking being irrational, you're saying stupid stuff, you're doing stupid shit, if you were to have somebody in your corner, on your side, telling you, hey, yeah, you're right, you know, they were wrong, calm down, blah, 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 just somebody to have your side, because in that moment, he felt attacked by the girl that was with him, because I remember, like, hearing him say, You were supposed to have my back. You were supposed to be on my side. Whether he was right or wrong, obviously, you know, it's okay to act a certain way. Sorry, I'm kind of out in the middle of the fucking road right now. But obviously, you need somebody to have your back. Whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. In that moment, you kind of just need somebody to be able to... As I was saying, you kind of need somebody to have your back in that moment. Whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. You just need somebody to... You need to not feel attacked. Because in those moments, you feel attacked by the world. And I'm talking out of my experience. Like I said, I don't know this is how Mike Perry felt. But the way he was speaking, the things he was saying, the way he was acting, you could tell. I could see that maybe that's how he felt in that moment. Like, nobody had his back. Everyone's against him. He didn't feel like he did anything too wrong. Maybe he knew he did something wrong, but maybe he felt like he was justified, and he just wanted somebody to see his side of the story, because he told whoever he was with that you're supposed to be on my side, you're supposed to have my back. So when the person that you're with is against you too, everyone else is saying that you're doing this, this, and that, and in your mind, whether he's right or wrong, in his mind, he didn't feel like he was fully wrong. So it can be confusing. And it makes your emotions go a little fucking crazier when you're in your head. You're like, no, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, they came to me, he touched me, I was defending myself, like this, blah blah blah, whatever else could have happened that we don't know. But that's most likely how he felt. That's how I would have felt. And these emotions don't have to be logical. They don't have to be rational or logical at all. And that's kind of the thing with mental illness, that your emotions aren't always rational. Sometimes you're fucking depressed for no reason. Sometimes you're angry for no reason. And all that emotion kind of blinds you to what's actually going on. It makes you think and feel things that aren't actually happening. Maybe not the way you're perceiving them. So while everyone out there is bashing Mike Perry, I get it. I completely get it. I get why. Like, cut and clear on the camera, he seemed wrong, he's freaking out, he's the public figure, right? He's the public figure. He's the one that's out doing what he's doing, causing a scene. He's the young guy, all tatted up, you know, fucking muscular, tatted up dude, talks ghetto. He's gonna be the target. Whether he's right or wrong, he's gonna be the target. That's just how society is. Like, just think about this. Everyone else is some average looking people, and then you see some guy with sleeve tattoos all over his face. He doesn't seem to be the most educated dude. He talks really fucking hood. And maybe that's unfair to say, because there's a lot of people that are educated that come from the hood, and that's just how they talk, you know? So let me change that right there. But that's the perception. Even I made that little slip up and said that right now. That he's uneducated. Assuming that he's crazy, he's wild, he has tattoos on his face, he's fit, he's angry. So he's gonna be the one that everyone points to. If you see an old man and him arguing, you're gonna help the old man. That's just how shit is. That's most likely what's gonna happen. So while I'm not okay with what Mike Perry did, I'm not condoning it, I'm not saying he's right, I'm not saying any of that shit. What I'm saying is, as a society, we need to kind of look deeper into these situations. And I get it, we have cameras now, we can actually see what's going on, not like back in the day when it was just he said, she said. But sometimes the way you record something, sometimes the angles, the fucking stuff that gets cut out, makes it seem like things are different than they actually are. And I'm sure a lot of us have seen in the media that I really don't even want to get into the whole Black Lives Matter thing, but just briefly, I've seen stuff where it shows one angle and one side of the story, and you'd think, oh man, fucking side A is 100% right, look at the video. Then angle B and shows a little bit more of the fucking video footage before the first footage came out, like it shows what happened before then, and then it shows what happened after, and it shows it from different angles, and you're like, oh crap, actually side B makes more sense now that you have the full picture. And it kind of baffles me that there's only one footage, there's only one video out there of the whole Mike Perry situation. There's only one video from that I've seen. When we're in a society where everyone has their phones, where as soon as a fight's about to break out, everyone pulls out their phones. How did nobody else get this? You know, how did nobody else record from a different angle of what's going on? But that's basically all I really wanted to say, is we kind of have to be open-minded. We got to kind of look at the situation from a different perspective, you know? We have to see their side of the story. Yes, Mike Perry is wrong. He shouldn't have assaulted that guy. I don't, even if he was defending himself, you know, it's still not the right thing to do. Of course not. I can wholeheartedly agree with that statement. I really do. But at the same time, we can't just fucking sit here and condemn Mike Perry when in reality he probably needs some help. And you think it's going to be easy to just get help when everyone's saying, oh, you're fucking crazy. Oh, you're this. You're that. Not saying that people are saying he's crazy. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But everyone's definitely condemning him. Everyone's definitely against him. Instead of trying to be like, hey, this guy did this. Cool, it's not okay. And we should get this guy some help. Instead of saying, well, fuck you. We're like, the UFC didn't say, from what I remember, he didn't say, hey, we're going to make sure Mike Perry gets some help, and then once he's better, we'll help him get some fights. We'll get him through this. No, it's just like, from what I recall, I could be wrong. So if I'm wrong, you know, feel free to message me and fucking tell me what actually happened. I don't have the video footage. I didn't look at it right before this, recording this. So I could be wrong. But it's just like, hey, Mike Perry seems to be having issues, and he's not going to get the fight until he resolves it. I don't know. That's just my point of view. Maybe because I can kind of relate to his side of the story is why I feel that way. Why I know that I could be, any of us can easily be put in that situation. Maybe a lot of us don't want to admit it, but if we're at a restaurant and shit starts going south, you don't know how you're going to react. And, you know, I'm going to take a quick break right now. And I actually have something that happened to me recently that tested my patience, and I'm gonna discuss that. I'm gonna take a quick break, and then I'll be back and I'll tell that story. All right, we're back from my little break. So the situation that I was referring to that happened with me, actually there's multiple situations, but in order to elaborate on the situation that went south with my anger, I have to, there's a lot of backstory to that one, so I'm gonna maybe save that one for another episode. So I'm gonna talk about a situation that happened just the other night, one, maybe two nights ago. I ended up getting into almost getting into an altercation with some drunk guy at a restaurant / bar while I was holding my child. So let me elaborate on that. My the mother of my children and I are doing our best to co-parent well, and in order to do that successfully, we have to have some sort of friendship. At least we feel like we do. I'm sure there's plenty of co-parents out there that aren't really friends that do a pretty good job, but we're doing our best, right? We want to have a decent friendship for the girls so they can see that everything's okay. So she was having a bad day. She invites me out to a restaurant. It's this Hispanic restaurant right around the corner. It's really close, and it's also a bar. And it was a Sunday night. I didn't really think a bar would be packed on a Sunday, and she wasn't expecting it to either. So we go out to eat with the kids and everything. Everything's fine. I have a 2-year-old daughter who's semi-potty trained. throughout the day, 90% of the time, she'll tell you she has to go potty, and we'll take her to the restroom, no big deal. She has to wear a diaper to go to bed, whatever. You know, she's getting it. She's two. You know, she's getting it. So, she says, she grabs herself, and she yells, pee pee, pee pee. She gotta go potty. So I'm like, all right, I got you. You stay, let's tell my, the mother and my kids, stay with the other kids, I'll, let me, while I take her to the bathroom. So I go and I take her to the bathroom. I go, I take her to the bathroom once, no big deal. For some reason, that day she had to go to the restroom a lot. She had to go to the restroom quite a bit. So, a couple, like maybe 10 minutes at the most later, again, she grabs herself, pee pee, pee pee. I'm like, all right, got you, okay, I got you, baby, let's go. So I take her to the bathroom. And when I take my children to a public restroom, I don't like them to touch the seat. Because the way a child sits on a restroom is they're so little. They sit on it, but they have their hands on the side where, like, on the actual seat. They're too little, you know? And she's two. So I've taught my kids to hug my leg. I get really close, and while she's using the restroom, I have her hug my leg. That way she doesn't have her hands on that nasty seat. So she's doing that. And I'm sitting there just waiting for her to use the restroom. And then somebody comes in the restroom, and then they just push the stall door open. And I guess it's so flimsy and loose that the door leans all the way to one side, and it kind of pops, it just busts open. And the locking mechanism, like, it's hard to explain, because I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of bathroom little locking mechanisms are different. But either way, he pushes it all the way through and knocks the door past where it's supposed to be physically able to go. And he walks in all slow, and he's stumbling around, and he's just standing there. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck out. My kid's in the bathroom. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, and he just turns around. He kind of like chuckles and turns around and starts slowly walking off. And my kids, I mean, it's different if like maybe my kid was done, but my kid is on the seat, pants down. Her underwear down. She's wearing a dress. Her underwear is down. You know, I'm sure you couldn't see anything, obviously, if you're sitting there. But that doesn't fucking matter. You just busted in. Even if it was me, even if it was me fucking sitting there taking a shit, you just busted in on me using the restroom. 10 times worse, you busted in on my child. So he turns around and starts walking away. Now, obviously, it's Corona times right now. So I'm guessing the restaurant is being extra hygienic because the floor looks freshly mopped. All the counters are freshly fucking bleached off, it looks like. Because everything's kind of wet. And it doesn't look like a dirty kind of, like this is disgusting kind of wet. It looks like, hey, they just cleaned up in here wet. So, that happened. While he's walking away, he's taking a sweet-ass time. So I push the door to get him out. You know, intentionally, yes. I push the door to physically help him continue going. You know what I mean? So, when I do that, he's drunk, the floor's wet, he slips and falls and busts his ass. I don't really care at that moment. I'm holding, like, I have one leg towards my daughter, because remember, she's holding my leg so she can pee, so she doesn't touch the stall. So I have one leg on my daughter, the other leg's kind of, because it's one of those, like, handicap-looking stalls, it's kind of big. So I'm kind of reaching out to hold that door closed, because he broke the fucking door, so I can't push the door and lock it closed anymore, because the locking mechanism is on the other side. So the guy slowly gets up, and then he gets mad. He starts saying stuff from the other side of the stall. I don't recall what he said, because obviously I was frustrated in the moment. I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, but yeah, that happened. And I'm sitting here frustrated, holding the door closed. I wasn't holding it closed because he was trying to fucking, because I was trying to stop him from getting in. That's not what I'm trying to go with this. But I was just holding it closed so he wouldn't just swing open while my kid's using the restroom. I'm still waiting for my daughter to use the restroom, and he's on the other side saying stuff. And this is a Mexican restaurant, so everyone that was in there I think in the entire restaurant I noticed one white group eating there. Like, it's a very Mexican populated restaurant. Like, where they go, they have very Mexican music and everything. Anyone's welcome to go, obviously, but it's got a very Mexican vibe to it. So everyone there is Mexican. No big deal. Not a problem. But the reason I say that is because this whole argument is happening in Spanish. And I'm not going to relay everything I said in Spanish and then translate that to English. I'm just going to fucking say it in English. So, basically, he's sitting there next time, and I'm translating, obviously. He's like, next time, let me know you're in there. And I'm sitting here like, how the fuck am I supposed to let you know if you just barge in? It's not like you just knocked on the door. It's not like you said, hey, is anyone in there? You just pushed the door open. Like, how am I going to let you know? And then he's drunk, so he's just stuck in his ways. He's just like, well, next time tell me. Next time tell me. He's like, avísame. Avísame. And I'm like, dude, like, just get the fuck. I just tell him, like, get out. My kid's using the restroom. Like, get out. And the point is, he doesn't want to leave. Like, he doesn't walk away. He doesn't get out the door. He's kind of just standing there. Like, he's waiting for me to get out. And I'm like, dude, I have my kid here. Just go. Just get out of here. Now, if you know me, enough, if you've listened to the podcast enough, I'm pretty confident in my ability to defend myself. You feel me? I somewhat train. I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm a trained fighter. I'm not. I can fight better than the average person. That's as much as I can really say. I'm not saying that I'm a fucking badass. I'm a fucking white belt in jiu-jitsu. I'm nothing in jiu-jitsu. I know a little bit of boxing, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, I'm not anything special. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm confident. I'm confident in my abilities. So I'm not really concerned with some drunk dude who obviously looks out of shape. He's drunk. There's not really a threat to me. The issue with this situation is I have my kid. If it was just me and him, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck out. He didn't get out. I would have stood up, pulled my pants up, hit him a couple times, finished using the restroom, and walked out and been about my business, you know? But I had my kid. So I had to sit there in the moment and think, I can't, like, she's two. I have a 7-year-old daughter. I also have a 5-year-old daughter. If it was one of them, cool. Maybe not cool, but hey, last case scenario, like, what I have to do, hey, baby, go to the corner, turn around, cover your ears, and I'm going to have to handle my business. But a 2-year-old is not going to listen. A 2-year-old doesn't know what turn around, cover your ears, like, means. So she's going to see violence. She's going to hear violence. She's going to get scared. And I can't do that to my child, like my 2-year-old, you know? So I'm sitting there between a fucking rock and a hard place deciding what to do. Do I handle this guy? Or do I figure out a way to protect my kid? Like, what do I do? It's just me. There's one way out of the bathroom. He's standing in that way. He's in between me and the fucking bathroom and bathroom door. I don't have an option. Luckily, somebody comes in and he kind of sees us arguing and he kind of comes up to me as if I was just like, so I tell him, hey, dude, look, this guy's drunk. He's trying to fight me and I'm holding my kid. Like, I'm trying to get out of here and he's in the way. Can you handle him? Can you get him out of here? So he kind of calmly goes, like, hey, man, you know, this, this, and that. I head out. And the guy doesn't want to listen. So finally, that guy ended up getting him out of the door, but he's still waiting in the fucking hallway, the little hallway area outside of the bathroom, standing there just staring at me. I'm like, dude, like, I even told him, like, look, I told the guy that was helping me, like, look, trust me, if I didn't have my kid, I'd handle this shit myself. But I can't. I have my kid with me. Help me out. Get him out of here. Some other dude comes walking through and he's like, hey, what's going on? So I tell him the same thing. Look, this guy's drunk. He's trying to fight me. I'm holding my 2-year-old kid. Like, can y'all get rid of him? So they get him. They start talking to him, whatever. Obviously not trying to escalate the situation. But the best they can do is kind of get in the way. Now, my biggest fear, they moved him out of the way. My biggest fear was if I walked by this dude and he's pissed off and drunk and he swings on me, let's say he hits me and I drop my kid. Or let's say he misses me and he hits my kid. Or let's say he hits me and then in a blind rage, this is highly unlikely, but in a blind rage, I were to put my kid down and or drop my kid on accident, beat his ass, like, you know, something. So much could happen. And while we're fighting in such a small place, I could bump in, I could fall on my child. Anything could happen. So that's why I didn't want to just walk past him. If it was just me by myself even if I didn't want to fight him, I would confidently walk past him, because I'm sure if he hit me, once I got hit, cool, it's a wrap. I can handle my business. So I would gladly walk past this dude and not, without a second fucking thought. But I was worried about my kid. These guys got in the way, said, hey, go ahead. I was still skeptical, because the guy that was kind of in the way was like 5'2", like no shit, like 5'2", tiny little dude. But I'm like, hey, whatever. At least in this situation, there's a little buffer. So I walked back, put my kid down in their seat, and went about my lunch, or my dinner, I guess. In this moment, I was extremely angry. Somebody walked in on my exposed child. They were threatening me. All these are things that I don't take very lightly. I'm quick to anger. I'm sadly quick to violence in this type of situation. Not all situations. I'm normally a chill person, but there's a couple triggers that get me, and I have this stupid alpha complex where if some dude tries to impose their fucking dominance on me, that ain't happening. So all these little things trigger me. My children, somebody disrespecting me, somebody disrespecting my children, somebody being exposed, like being to my, like there to my exposed child, somebody literally trying to fight me. All of these things had my ego going in circles, but I was able to maintain rational thought so that I didn't do anything stupid, so that I didn't fucking swing off on this dude in front of my kid, so I didn't expose my child to violence, so I didn't put her in harm's way. Now, I'm saying this little story to show that I was getting heated, I was getting angry, I was starting to lose control of myself. Obviously, I was able to maintain control, but any little thing could have caused that situation to get worse. Now, back to the Mike Perry situation. When Mike Perry was away from everybody, the old man approached him, and I don't remember if he put his hands on him, he pushed him or something. Basically said he was going to whoop his ass. Mike Perry didn't have a kid. Mike Perry didn't have a wife or any kind of consequences to think about. They might have calmed him down. My saving grace in that moment was my daughter. If you know me in any way, shape, or form, whether it be on the podcast or in person, in a personal setting, even just on social media, you know that my kids are my everything. Like, I would take a bullet for those children, and I would literally, clearly, swallowed my pride for that girl. Mike Perry didn't have something to calm him down. His girlfriend wasn't there. The girl that was there wasn't his girlfriend, so she couldn't calm him down, clearly. Other people were escalating the situation. Now, take away my daughter out of that scenario. Some guy just busts in the restroom, and it's just me. And I'm angry, and he's angry. And I don't have a kid there to stop me from doing anything stupid. I would have easily whooped this guy's ass, and that's me being honest. Or, you know what, let's just play devil's advocate. Maybe he'd whoop my ass, but I'd get into a fight. I keep saying, I don't want to make it seem like I'm a fucking hard ass. Oh, I'm going to whoop this guy's ass. No, it's fair. I can get my ass whooped too, whatever. But point is, I would have gotten into an altercation. I would have gotten into a fight. So that's why I can relate to what fucking Mike Perry went through. I had people come into my situation and de-escalate it. Because let's say I did have my daughter, but that guy didn't come in the restroom. The other guy didn't come in after him. It was just me and this dude. I had to get out of the restroom. He's not letting me through. I might do something stupid. If I didn't have any other option, I might do something stupid. In my scenario, I had a lot of things that helped me get through it positively. Mike Perry didn't. This is quite the opposite. I'm sure a lot of us, maybe not a lot of us, because I don't think altercations are a common occurrence for most people. But for some of us, getting put in these situations, especially being the type of guy that I am, the type of guy that Mike Perry is, the type of guy that any mixed martial artist might be. Maybe not mixed martial artist, but maybe, you know, because a lot of mixed martial artists are very humble and controlled and stuff. So let me take that back. Maybe street people that maybe came from from a upbringing where fighting was normal. Put people like that in these situations, and it might not turn out that great. Because that's what somebody like Mike Perry knows. That's what somebody like people that grew up in my area, my neighborhood. That's what we did. We fought. I'm not saying that I fought every fucking day. No fucking Jorge Masvidal type shit. But when it had to happen, it had to happen. And I know people that have never gotten to a fight in their entire life, which baffles me. Not that I got into fights every fucking day, but I fought every once in a while when I had to. The whole point of this is to show that Mike Perry might not really be that bad of a dude. He might be a little annoying. He might be out there. He might be aggressive. He might be these things. But it might not be his fault, necessarily. Who knows what kind of upbringing he came from that definitely caused him some psychological damage. And before everyone fucking casts him out, like maybe we should try to understand people like that. And maybe I just have a soft spot in my fucking heart for that kind of shit, because people would easily cast me out as some fucking angry, violent motherfucker. But I'm not. I'm really the most fucking laid-back person you'd ever meet. But in certain scenarios, I could be. You know? But, yeah. So, that's just something to think about. Whenever y'all watch this shit in the media, and these fighters getting into these street fights and these brawls, like understand, first of all, a lot of fighters have mental illness. Not all of them, but they get punched in the fucking head for money. That already is an issue. And people that get into martial arts and get into MMA, get into boxing, a lot of them get in there for reasons to protect themselves, because they didn't come from the best situations. So I'm pretty sure whether they admit it or not, they have some sort of fucking darkness in there somewhere. So, yeah, just take that into consideration. That's all I wanted to say. You know, I'm Sarah the Antagonist. Out. Oh.